You're listening to SBS News.
People have been paying more attention to numbers since the coronavirus outbreak began. Numbers suddenly are playing a much more significant role in our lives. Each day we're hearing about numbers of those infected, numbers of deaths, numbers of those recovered. All those numbers feed into the rates. Rates of infections, mortality rates. But why are mortality rates, the numbers of those dying with or from COVID-19 per head of population, so different from one country to another? Epidemiologist and public health specialist Dr. Tony Blakely says Australia's geographical location and strong leadership is helping its rates stay low.
Yeah, it's good. Look, the way to understand this is basically take a cascade through. So we're the lucky country, to use the old catch cry. By being down the bottom of the world, we had a little bit more time to plan and react. We actually had very good leadership. And when I say we, I mean both New Zealand and Australia, pretty similar on this. So the classic example of the strong leadership here was stopping that inflow of people from China early on was pretty important. The luck of being down the bottom of the world and also strong leadership got us into that position.
Professor Carola Vinweza from the Centre for Personalised Immunology says managing the infection rate curve and being in this position is positive, but Australians are in this for the long haul.
It's clear that Australia has managed to flatten the curve, and this is really good news for our healthcare system. We are not overwhelming our intensive care units. But it does mean that the disease will spread over a longer period of time, and we might have to really be here for the long haul, trying to keep these numbers low.
Professor Catherine Bennett is Chair of Epidemiology at Deakin University and part of an academic team reviewing Australian and international COVID-19 mortality data. She says Australia has set a benchmark for the rest of the world.
It's a fantastic outcome, whether you look at it as a direct count or per capita. We're doing a lot better than pretty much everywhere else in the world at the moment that's had a reasonable importation of cases to start an outbreak, which is how it played out for us. We've so far kept our death rate below 100, is brilliant.
A little over a month ago, Australia was registering hundreds of new coronavirus cases per day. Now it is down to single figures. Some jurisdictions haven't registered one single case for consecutive days. Professor of Infectious Disease and Epidemiology at Curtin University, Archie Clements, says Australia's system of government is helping.
The reason for that is because we have very strong and collaborative leadership. Our government set up a national cabinet where the heads of all of the different jurisdictions, regardless of their political party, were able to come together and manage it, manage the pandemic at a national level. And I think that's really where the failing is in the United States and Europe, and that is around a lack of collaborative and open government, a politicisation of the response.
So these are factors contributing to Australia's figures, but why does the coronavirus fatality rate differ so much around the world? Experts say it all comes down to testing regimes, speed of government response, ageing populations, and the strength of a country's health system. The fatality rate is a widely used metric, measuring by how many deaths a country has on a per capita basis. Australia's case-to-fatality ratio is approximately 1.3%, which is low compared to France, which has the highest fatality rate, with almost 19% of people infected having died. There are several reasons for the variation in fatality rates. Not all nations perform post-mortem tests. Some countries only count the deaths in hospitals, and some countries don't conduct coronavirus tests after death. As a result, Professor Bennett says the reporting of deaths globally is inaccurate.
The countries that have the most cases are usually so overwhelmed, they have the worst estimates on the actual number of cases. So they're probably undercounting. So there's more virus circulating in the community, and they're probably underestimating by an order of magnitude how many actual cases are out there and how many asymptomatic people there might be helping to spread this. But there's another phenomenon that happens. When you get these large numbers, as we've seen in Spain, UK, France, and the US in particular, when it overwhelms the health system, it makes it more difficult for everybody to get optimal care.
Dr. Blakely says even government death toll predictions aren't very reliable, which paints an even darker picture of the coronavirus crisis.
the percentage of people infected across the world is varying enormously. In the US, the modelling suggests that they have 80,000 deaths, which they nearly do have by now. If you actually looked under the hood, that was about a 2.5% of the population being infected. Once you become a case, you're captured by various systems, and then there's a chance of dying of it. That's the case fatality ratio. So 1% of cases will die.
It's important to note that there is a difference between dying from coronavirus and dying with coronavirus.
If they die with it, it means that they've detected the virus, but they're not necessarily attributing the death directly to it. So they might have died of a heart attack, for example. And so technically they died of a heart attack, but they had COVID. And so that could well have contributed to the heart attack. Whereas other people, if their death is directly associated with the difficulty of getting oxygen, for example, and it's attributed directly to COVID, then they would count that. But it's where it starts to get very grey. It's hard to know.
Professor Bennett says Australia's all-cause death rate is the most accurate way to assess the crisis, and Australia's figures won't be very different compared to the last 5 years.
We do think we've captured the direct deaths from COVID. We won't have that sort of missing death phenomenon that other countries might see, but we still might see some excess death associated with the flow-on effects from COVID. So the net effect in Australia, we're hoping, will not be that different to other years, whereas when you go overseas, you've got COVID deaths which will show as excess death. They will have uncounted COVID deaths that will appear. When you look at the all-cause data, you'll see that there's more deaths than you'd expect in a non-COVID year. They will also have the flow-on effects that might cause other deaths.
All the experts are recommending stronger testing regimes, antibody trials and contact tracing using methods such as the COVIDSafe app recently released by the government, which has more than 5 million downloads. And you can keep up to date on the latest on the coronavirus pandemic at sbs.com.au/coronavirus.